Welcome to episode 233 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, and our very special guest, Michelle. Michelle and her husband, Joseph, recently celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary and decided to commemorate this special occasion with a getaway to someplace warm where they could relax, renew, and rejoice and recommit to this milestone in their marriage. They had a very specific vision in mind for what they wanted, and although there were many appealing choices in the Caribbean, the choice that seemed perfect to them was Nazuk. Opened in 2013, Nazuk Resort and Spa is situated on 29 acres of peaceful nature preserve on the Punta Nazuk coastline in Mexico. Michelle has graciously agreed to join us today to share why they chose Nazuk, and what it was like to spend time there, and why they can't wait to return. So first of all, happy late anniversary. That's quite the milestone there, Michelle.
Thank you.
So what was it that drew you to Nazuk?
I think it was a combination of the privacy that some of their accommodations offered, combined with some of the other amenities that a resort offers. They have a private villa accommodation, and that really appealed to us.
So a private villa, how many people, was it just for two people or could you fit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This one was just for two. They had ones that were larger, but this one was just for two. And it was divine.
So we talk a lot about resorts in the Caribbean, and usually when we talk about those, we're talking about all-inclusive. So Nazuk is not all-inclusive, correct?
No, it's not.
Why did you choose something that, you know, is out of the norm for the Caribbean that way?
I think we were just looking for an unusual experience, and because the trip wasn't that long, we were there for four nights, and actually one of those nights was free. If you
thought
three nights, a fourth was free. We were less concerned with having everything included than really making sure that every day was super special, because we've never done anything like this before. All of our other trips with our family have been, you know, fairly modest for whatever kind of trip they were. So this was the big trip we'd been waiting for. We wanted everything to be perfect, and it didn't necessarily matter if we had to pay for food or not. And we're not huge drinkers, so that's, you know, That wasn't a huge factor for us either.
Mm-hmm. So where is it? Like, where did you find it?
It's about 20 miles south of Cancun.
Okay.
It was maybe a 15-minute ride from the airport.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. Really incredibly beautiful area, and like a bay. Beautiful, pristine, you know, you can see right down to your toes in the ocean.
Nice.
Like ocean, yeah.
So could you snorkel right off the beach there?
Yes, you could do some snorkeling. It is on a nature preserve, so they have a special little snorkeling area. We never made it quite out that far, but we did do some snorkeling, and it was beautiful. The water there is absolutely incredible.
I'm seeing a little note here. So you didn't, the food wasn't included, but you had breakfast delivered in your room while you were out exercising?
Yes. Doesn't that sound like the life?
Really?
This is what I'm talking about, people.
I'm not there's no judgment.
Yes. So when you rent one of these private villas, part of what comes with it, in addition to having a butler at your service whenever you want them, is that you get a breakfast service. It's really coffee and toast, or coffee and pastries, every morning. And it's one of the first things they show you when they bring you to your villa, and there's this, you know, beautiful wooden door that opens up into your little villa complex. Well, right before that, on the left, there's another tiny door that they call the magic box, and they make sure to show it to you, because you open up the magic box from the outside of the villa, and they said, this is where we'll put your breakfast or whatever appointed time you would like. And then you go inside the villa, and just on the other side of that wall, you can open it from the inside. So this is a way for them to deliver you breakfast without intruding.
Oh, fantastic.
I've seen those a couple of years before.
Magic boxes.
The magic box. Yes. So you just, you know, I would get back from working out and open up that box, and there'd be these two beautiful pots of coffee and a very tasteful basket of either pastry or toast. You know, after the first day, I said to my husband, this isn't really making sense. I'm going to work out, and then I'm coming back and eating pastries. I think we need to change this.
It makes sense to me.
It's vacation. So, yeah.
The only thing I'd leave out of that is the workout.
You're doing one so you can do the other. So they were very nice. We made a request and asked if we could just have multigrain toast instead.
That makes it all better.
We would sit there in our outdoor living room. And I would usually take a dip in the pool right after, because we had a little dip pool in our villa. And I would take a dip in the pool after exercising. And then we would sit there for like ever. And... and have our breakfast. It was so wonderful.
That's amazing.
Really peaceful and, quite idyllic.
Can you tell us more about the accommodation? I mean, outdoor living room has sort of sold me, and magic box had already sold me. So, but I want to hear about the rest. So what exactly was this like?
The villa, it's kind of like, it has a very Mexican feel, but in a luxurious, rustic kind of way, if that makes sense. So you would go in, and when you entered into this little complex, there was the living room, and then there was the dipping pool, which was wonderful. I highly recommend it. And the villa was a huge room with an absolutely beautiful and comfortable bed. It was probably, 25 feet by 20 feet or something like that. It was really big, and it looked out into the pool. It was all window into the pool.
Nice.
And there was a, beautiful, really beautiful bathroom with a soaking tub. And there was an outdoor shower, which was also wonderful. So it
was like that for a rain shower or regular shower?
It was a rain shower outside. Yeah. And of course, all of this is protected by walls. It's all very private. But the accommodations were all just exquisitely done and, beautiful and comfortable.
So was this right on the beach? Did you have beach access from the villa, or were you set back a little bit?
Ours did not. We were set back a little bit. It was kind of more in the mangroves, which was fine. We were about like a minute walk from the beach.
How close were you to other villas?
There were other villas almost attached to our villa, but we could never hear them.
Oh, well, nice.
Or see them? I mean, could you?
There were very big, thick walls around everyone's complex.
Nice.
Yeah, so you would have never known it. And it was also a relatively quiet time of year. It was in September, late September. So it wasn't super crowded. I would say it was probably about half full. But still, there were other people in villas, and we just never knew that they were there, which speaks highly of the kind of accommodations.
The beach that was within walking distance was just kind of a... was this kind of like a more of a secluded beach? Was this a public beach? Did you feel like you had
It was very much a secluded beach. And I will say that it was rather on the small side. I mean, they are confined by the mangroves that are part of this nature preserve. The beach, is maybe 200-400 yards long. It's not that long and not that big, but absolutely pristine. And they have a beautiful marked off area of the ocean that, you can't go past because there are also jet skis that go beyond that point, but just amazing swimming and paddle boarding and snorkeling off that little beach.
So if someone loves the beach, would you recommend this resort, or is this just sort of like for the, I really like pools, but the beach is okay kind of person?
Well, we both really love the beach. It's more a question of, are you okay with just kind of lounging and going into the beach and coming back and lounging. If you're looking for, you know, long walks on the sand, this is not your place. But, you know, and we do love doing that. We love long, super long walks on the beach. But this place had its own charm and its own kind of offering. And we both tend to work a lot. We have very busy lives. So, you know, we weren't necessarily opposed to something that was more conducive to just lounging and hanging out. And the service in Nizuc is amazing. And so, you know, if you were lounging on the beach, you were very well taken care of there as well.
How are you well taken care of?
Well, they, you know, as soon as you walk up, they ask you if you need towels, what kind of chair you would like, what kind of umbrella you would like. They, you know, they set up your umbrella for you and make sure that you're protected in the way that you want to be protected. They ask you if you want to go paddle boarding, if you need snorkeling. And then they come around and you can order drinks, which we did, which was wonderful. Right on the beach. And then we were there for quite a while during one particular day. And they came by with free ice cream. And then they came by with fresh baked like funnel cookies, which were really amazing. Yes.
Really not being good for that.
Yeah, it was really quite refined. I have to say it was lovely. So, you know, they are well resourced in their help, and there's always someone there to kind of attend to what you need.
So was that did you have your own private butler, or was it more like a team of butlers?
No, we had one person who was assigned to us, Alejandro. And yes, he got to be our buddy. And he wasn't with us all the time, but we knew what number to call. For if we needed him for anything, and being the kind of people we are, we hardly ever called him, but he made sure to stop by the villa like 3 or 4 times to make sure that he wanted to see if we needed him to make our dinner reservations for us that evening, if we needed any change in our breakfast, if there was anything that was missing from the villa that he could possibly get for us. He was absolutely great.
Okay, fantastic. So dinner reservations, how many restaurants did you guys have?
Well, there are 6 on the property. There was, they kind of close 1 each day. So we made it to 3. And then one night we just ordered room service, which was really fun.
Ooh.
But yeah, they have wonderful restaurants on the property. We went to a Mexican restaurant first, which was like really kind of high end, but authentic Mexican food. And we went to an Italian place and an Asian restaurant. And the food was always excellent. They always gave you at least one amuse-bouche before the meal. The waiters and waitresses were absolutely superb, very attentive. Just very, very pleasant. Very often the tables were overlooking either the ocean or some other reflecting pools that they have. So it was very, very peaceful and serene.
Very romantic.
Very beautiful.
So when you start saying words like amuse-bouche and very serene, mm-hmm. a lot of people conjure up, oh no, I'm going to have to dress up and this place is really hoity-toity. Was that the vibe of what you had to do?
I don't think you have to be super dressed up, but they do request that, I forget exactly what the terminology was, but they request that you get at least a little bit dressed up. But there was no real pressure, and you know, it's not like guys have to wear jackets or anything like that.
You didn't feel a need to go shopping before this trip.
No, no.
And so, what did Joseph wear? Like, what would a man wear
to go to the restaurant?
Yeah, did he wear a tie or?
No, he didn't wear a tie. Just khakis and like a nice button down shirt, short sleeve button down shirt. It was really that simple.
For the room service that you ordered, was that a different menu or was it a menu from the restaurants on property? What was the selection?
It was a different menu.
Okay.
And even that was extremely well done. We ordered a club sandwich and a salad, and the salad was sculptural. This is what happened with all the food. You get it, like, you know, unlike anything you'd ever seen before. They'd made the sculpture out of this bib lettuce and then put the rest of the salad inside. The whole thing was like a visual adventure.
Amazing. That sounds wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I have a question about the resort feel of it. So, like, if you wanted, was there a resort pool if you wanted to hang out with other people and be more social?
Yes. There were actually two pools.
Okay.
One really large pool and then that was a family pool. So anyone could go. And then they had a smaller adult pool that was right on the ocean. And we went walking through there and, there were lots of people hanging out there, mm-hmm. but we really kind of prefer the ocean. So we hung out more on the beach, but the pool was, again, it was, quite large, really well maintained. There was, a bar in the pool.
Nice. So it sounds like there was no trouble getting like beach chairs and stuff. Was that?
No, none at all.
Yeah, that's cool.
There was no trouble getting anything you needed.
Yeah. And that's usually, that can be an issue at some all-inclusives, mm-hmm. which is why I think Sandy brought it up, is that sometimes can people complain, you know, I had to fight to get a beach chair.
You go out there people like 6 a.m.
hold on all day long and I could never get a chair and.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's where I think this is the gift of maybe not an all-inclusive and not where, you know, and going to a place that's very well appointed is that you don't have to worry about those mm-hmm. kind of things.
So you mentioned that there was a bar by the pool. Were there any other nightlife or music options? Was there a lounge or anything like that?
Yeah, they had a Cuba-themed bar. Where you could go and hear Cuban music. It started a little late for us, and we never made it.
But, you sound like you fit right in here.
we did peek in there, and it looked amazing. And they also, there was one other bar on the property, too, in addition to, you know, being able to, you know, the bars that were in the restaurant and the bars that were in the pool. There were at least two other bars and hangout spots on the property.
Is it one of them a cigar bar?
That's a Cuban one.
The Cuban one, I would think. Yeah, I was wondering about that myself. So as far as accommodations, we talked about your villa, but I take it that there's also regular resort rooms that not everybody is in a villa if it's family friendly and.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, didn't go in those rooms, mm-hmm. but those complexes of kind of more hotel rooms mm-hmm. are within where the villas are as well. We would pass them when we would walk to dinner. And,
okay.
They seemed actually closer to the beach.
Okay.
And, you know, I looked online at them and they also seem lovely. Different from what we had, but also mm-hmm. really lovely.
Were there any kind of like excursions or activities you could do that kind of revolved around the nature reserve, like biking or anything like that?
I don't think I saw anything that was hiking. I know that they had excursions planned, but we were so happy where we were that we really didn't.
It's a place where people go to relax.
She's exercising.
Oh, it is. Before we run out of time, we have to talk about the spa.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it right now.
About the spa.
I mean, just when I thought things couldn't get any better. I will say that when we got there, one of the many things waiting for us in our villa, in addition to lots of little treats and then an anniversary cake and a bottle of champagne for our anniversary.
Nice.
Courtesy of our travel agent. Absolutely delicious. And a wonderful surprise is they give you a $50 gift certificate for the services. And I thought, oh, how nice. That's great. That'll make it easier. Well, I understood why, because the services that they offer at their spa are quite expensive. Like I think I've indulged in quite a few spa experiences in my life just to get myself to relax. And so it's among the most expensive that I've ever seen. However, I was not prepared for the incredible experience that awaited me. I did go and get like a kind of combination massage and body treatment. And they urge you to come an hour early and experience their hydrotherapy circuit that they have. And essentially, it's a combination of saunas, these incredible pools of water that have these kind of jets that massage your back, really cold rooms. That's about the span. But I think there were four different experiences. You were led from one to the other and prepared for it. That was like a treatment in and of itself. And then when you were done with it, they put you on a tile lounge chair, while you kind of dried off, and they had you all wrapped up in a beautiful robe, and they massaged your head with like special oil and massaged your hands. And like, I could have stopped right there, and I hadn't even had my treatment yet. It was really, really wonderful. And most importantly, it felt great. I felt very like refreshed and clarified. And then the service itself was one of the best I've ever had.
Nice.
As I said, it was a combination like massage, body treatment. The woman was wonderful. She was very attentive. The spa rooms were beautiful.
So I'm going to assume that was probably your favorite part.
Well, it was one of them. I mean, I regretted that I had to limit myself to one service. but that was one of my favorite parts. The whole thing was wonderful. And, you know, I have to say what I really appreciated was not only this incredible attention to service, and I thought about it for a long time, because there is a point that I usually don't have access to, because I think it's a point when you have lots of disposable income, mm-hmm. that there's this level of service where service really becomes an art. Yeah. And that is what exists at Nizook. But in addition to that, everyone there was so warm. They were very friendly and very giving, and just somehow they managed to combine this level of service and professionalism with also being very, very warm. So
that's wonderful.
You know, it just made you feel very relaxed, very well taken care of.
Sounds like a perfect anniversary place.
Absolutely. I'm relaxed just listening to you. I'm like,
so I'm privy to a little bit of insider information here. And I happen to know that the man that you love is not one to spend extra money. You know, if he can find a cheaper peanut butter and cheese crackers, then he's going to find it. It's not in him to spend a lot of money. And this was, you know, it wasn't a lot of money trip. It wasn't a let's go camping at hot springs in the cabin trip.
Right.
And on top of that, he is a worker bee. He's a cooker and a cleaner and walking the dog, and he's always going. So kind of from a male perspective, share a little bit about, you know, not only his experience there, but what he said to you at the end of the trip, you know, about coming back.
Yeah, well, I think that for anyone who doesn't relax very much, it's a very refreshing experience. And I think that's what he found. One of the real reasons for this incredible service is so that you can relax and, you know, get out of your daily routine of having to do stuff. You don't have to do anything. And he really enjoyed the beach. He really enjoyed being able to get really to go really swimming in the ocean. You can't always swim in the ocean. This is a very calm kind of protected bay. And paddleboarding and snorkeling, and you know, just to have no demands made on you at all. And I think for him in particular, because he is quite the workaholic, Even at home, it's hard to get him to stop doing stuff. I ask him to stop doing stuff just because he's making me feel guilty. I'm not Please just stop. It took him a while to get used to the fact that they didn't want him to clear the breakfast tray that they had brought into us. They would come in and he'd start helping them. Like, no, senor. You know, they were very good about making him relax. But by the last day that we were there, I went again to one of these, to an exercise class that they had, and I came back, and usually he would go out while I was doing yoga. I did paddleboard yoga the first day I was there.
Oh.
Then did a yoga class. We also worked out in their fitness room one evening. That was wonderful. And then I went to a fitness class they had, a really hard fitness class, and I was the only one who showed up. So instead of canceling it, she gave me like a personal training session.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it was humbling, but it was great. Usually when I would come back, I could tell that Joseph had been out. He had been to the beach, or he had been walking around, or he went to the fitness center, but he was still in his t-shirt and shorts that he slept in. And I was like, oh, well, look at you. What have you been doing all morning? And I was curious. He kind of looks and he goes, I've been talking to the birds.
For him.
Because that's all there was to do. He was sitting in the outside living room. There were birds around, and he was just hanging out with the birds. And that's, you know, that's the gift of not having anything to do, is being able to just enjoy sitting and watching life around you.
Being.
Yes. I have a question about this, the stand-up paddleboard yoga. Did you fall in?
I did not. By some kind of grace of God, I did not.
That is impressive.
But I was worried about doing so, just to be quite honest.
So is it as hard as it looks? I mean, is it really challenging to stay balanced on that?
Yeah, I've done it.
Yes, it is pretty hard to stay balanced.
Yeah.
Yes, and even, I think she was nice, and we did quite a bit of stuff actually lying on the board.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I would have been rolling it.
So it sounds like, back to your husband, it sounds like part of the service that they provide is actually helping you to relax. Because I know there are a lot of us out there, and I count myself as one, who we just have a really hard time slowing down. And so it seems like they take on that responsibility of helping you to just let go.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And one of the pictures she sent me, Joseph was laying on his back on a paddleboard, kind of, and the paddleboard was like in the sand or barely in the water. And I said, wait a minute, is he still?
Yeah, and that's the gift. The gift is being able to completely relax. And I think you're right. A lot of people, especially Americans, were such a work kind of driven society that we forget how really important that is to our health, our physical health and our mental health. And the only thing I would complain about is having to leave. And that the transition was so abrupt, because it was like we went from there to the airport.
It's the least relaxing place you can go.
So would you say next time you
were there, couldn't have cared less about.
Yes.
Yeah, really. So do you think do you think 4 days was enough, or would you try to do more next time?
I might do an extra day. Yeah, but it's such a quality relaxation that you do feel like we felt like we had a full vacation.
That's awesome. You get home and there's no magic box. What do you do?
You pout for a while.
Did you remember Alejandro's phone number and call him? We're home and there's no breakfast. What happened?
Right. But I just thought it was, I mean, that was the level of service. It's like, do you want us to make your reservation for you? It's like, it's nice enough that I'm going to make reservations for dinner. It's like a whole new level of service when someone's making my reservation for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that hard of a thing to be doing. But
so in talking about all this relaxing, one of the things that does appeal, and I hate to sort of circle back to this, but I'm curious, one of the things that appeals about an all-inclusive is you're not constantly opening your wallet, that you don't have to carry stuff with you. So is it a cashless system where you show a room key like a normal, like a hotel, or what is the system that they use to charge you for what you're using?
It is cashless, and they take a deposit when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just
everything. Your credit card, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They take a deposit, and then everything is taken from that.
And did you show a room key to pay for things, or did you show a bracelet, or did they just know your face?
They just knew us.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm. That is lovely.
And I can tell you that every time we would make a reservation, they all knew it was our anniversary, so we got so many chocolate cakes. And
nice.
But
I'm so sorry. That must have been horrible for you to say.
They would know who we are when we arrived, essentially. It was amazing.
So ordering your drinks, all of that stuff just magically transferred to your bill, and you never had to worry about that at all?
We got a bill at the end of each meal, and I think we had to maybe sign.
Okay.
But that was it.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad. And that's not too unusual. I mean, like with a cruise or whatever, you have a...
Or being at a hotel.
An account. Yeah. Or just like a hotel, right?
Yeah. It's a checks and balances accountability kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Sense. Maybe next year, Michelle, next year, dipping pool, as you called it. Weren't there two loungers there too? Like
lounge chairs. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's a place too, where you can just kind of hang out next to the pool.
Yeah. Very quiet and peaceful.
That sounds lovely. And then with the mangroves, were there, cause sometimes like monkeys and things, did you see wildlife there? Were there iguanas and.
We saw some iguanas, not a lot, but in the mangroves there were more birds than anything else that we saw.
Cool. I do like some wildlife.
That's why Joseph could talk to the birds.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I do like wildlife, but I don't like monkies, so that's good to hear. Monkeys are creepy. They're creepy. And they come up and they steal your food, and we don't want that.
So do squirrels.
Yes. Well, I wasn't even talking about squirrels.
I know that when you first began to mention this and the price tag of it, Joseph was a little nervous. But at the end, what did he say to you about returning?
This is not something Joseph would have ever chosen to do himself. But since every 5 years I had asked him if we could do something like this, he finally decided to have some mercy on me and just say yes. Actually, he didn't have a choice. I just told him we were done. But that said, it's true. It's not. This is not something he would have done on his own. But then without prompting, at the end of the trip, he said, you know, I think we could do this every 5 years.
Nice.
Which is, a lot.
That sounds big. Yeah, that sounds big.
Yeah. And to know that he enjoyed it enough and appreciated the experience for what it was enough to basically want to invest in, you know, our time together like that really meant a lot and was a true reflection of what kind of experience Nizuk provided for both of us.
So that's a wonderful way to put it, because it is it's an investment in your happiness and your well-being and your enjoyment of each other. And what a wonderful trip, and what a wonderful set of new memories you have.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I read some reviews, and there's one couple, and I think that they live much closer, but they said, you know, Nizuk is our happy place. We go there 3 times a year. I guess if you live really close, I can understand why someone would want to go there and just ensconce themselves for a weekend.
It's so nice to hear you sort of affirming one of the things that we say a lot. And we've done episodes on things like when to upgrade. And, you know, that's we get a lot of people who call us desperate for a vacation, but don't want to spend very much money on it. And it's like, okay, you can do a cheap vacation, but is it going to actually accomplish the goal of taking a vacation? Whereas, you know, if you spend the same amount or maybe more and go for fewer days, you can achieve like this Zen state, you know, if you invest in that and really play it smart, then by upgrading your vacation and not necessarily taking as much, if that's the sacrifice you have to make, you know, not staying as long, then it's totally worth it to make that investment. So it's good to hear you sort of affirm that, especially from someone who, like your husband, who might not ever want to spend money on a vacation. So
not that kind of money, not usually, but you know, definitely saw the value of it. The value of it is just what you're talking about. You know, it was a true vacation in every way. And, you know, I did go on, Travelocity or whatever it was, one of the travel sites, and on to Nizook, and I wrote and their Facebook page, their website and their Facebook page, and I wrote them a review because I felt so strongly about our experience. And not 24 hours later, I got a call from the manager, thanking me for the review.
That's awesome. Yeah, because a lot of times people,
not just like feedback on the site.
Yeah.
No. I got a call. I mean, I got feedback on the Facebook page, especially, but then I got a call from the manager.
It's so important to them because so many people are really quick to write a review when they have a bad experience. And so it's harder to get
and
good
reviews.
And you forget.
You leave there going, yes, I'm going to leave a review. And then a lot of people just don't.
Never happens. And we're all guilty of this. We always talk about this. Like, you can have the most amazing experience and something happens.
Life happens. I mean, you come back and you just hit full steam. And
Well, I think that, I mean, but I've never heard of anybody, the manager calling them, you know, after they left to say thank you. So that it just kind of amplifies, you know, what she's saying about the service and the kind of wraparound experience kind of excellence. So
she must have had an amazing travel agent, Mara.
We did.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much for sharing your amazing, relaxing celebration with us. And that is our show for this week, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. And you can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd really love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, our very special guest, Michelle, and myself, Lindsay, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.